Growing in Muslim culture, and I specifically mentioned my home, I come from a home that my parents were practicing Islam. They were observant of the traditions of Islam. In school, I was identified as Muslim. You know, I remember we had a course in religion as we were coming up, and obviously we were required to learn the ropes about Islam, you know, how to pray, how to fast, and I learned all of those. Yet my heart was not completely with it because I had a lot of questions. I always felt about God as distant. I always felt that He would require a lot of things from me, but I don't completely understood His character. And that was a struggle that I had. I had grown totally away, you know, from the whole idea of God. I was just thinking like an average person, to try to better myself, to try to get a good job, get good education, and so on. And I thought that those are the things that bring peace in my life. I was a student in college, and I received the invitation from this Indian guy. He had started a ministry among international students. Now, I was a student and I was poor, and so when he came and showed me this piece of paper, he said, well, there's a dinner program. And I said, well, good, it's a dinner, so it's free, let's go to it. And I told my wife then, let's go to this dinner program. So when we went there, I start conversing with some of these folks, and I find out they belong to a Bible college nearby. And one of them, kind of in conversation, he asked me about what I believe. And then he mentioned to me something about Jesus, something about God. You know, that was the first time I heard someone talk about God as if he had lunch with him that day. You know, it was so foreign to me because I always thought about God is about the business of the universe and he's not busy talking to any individual. But he started sharing about God in a very personal way. And then he mentioned the word like cross and you know, the payment for the sin and so on, and I did not totally catch that, but I remember one thing very clearly first time when I looked at the expression of this guy, and he was talking about God so differently than what I've heard all my life. I thought that this is interesting. I'd like to know more, even though I did not tell him. I was too proud to admit that there's something interesting and appealing about what he's saying, and I just stayed quiet. And I actually was not totally quiet. I was just kind of opposing. I was saying that, oh, you know, I believe in God. I'm Muslim. You know, we practice, you know, worship and other stuff. But inside of me, I felt a nudge that there is something this person is talking about that I have not experienced. Now, that night, we left. And that was the first time that I heard about Jesus in a different way than I heard anyone. And I walked back to my home with my wife, and it was interesting that my wife was equally touched that night. She started changing. She started actually feeling like, you know, we have been missing something. And she started reading the Bible and meeting some Christian. In fact, next Sunday, she got up and went to church. And I said, that's fine, you want to go to church, it's fine. But I stayed home. But there was something inside of me, which I think it was the seed from God, that made me just asking this question, what is it in the life of this person? So this thing went on. My wife, after 2-3 months of fellowshipping with these individuals, she committed her life to Christ. Now, when she committed her life to Christ, our home was, you have to understand, it was in a situation where we had marriage problems, we had a lot of issues, and my wife immediately started changing. It was very clear to me that this wasn't just a set of belief that make her know more than I do, but it was something that impacted her life. It was just tremendous. You know what happened? As I saw her changing, I started feeling so convicted about my sins, because I was beginning to hear this thing that God wants to deal with our sin. That's what is separating us. That's the reason I don't have peace, because of the lack of forgiveness in my life. I did not have forgiveness. I didn't understand it, but I understood later on as I was talking to these individuals, that same gentleman and some others, that the issue that is in my life is that I do not have a relationship with God. And that relationship cannot be attained by following certain rules. You cannot just pray enough or fast enough to get closer. In fact, I tried it. When my wife became Christian, I said, I'm just going to double my effort. I know this is not a month of fasting, but I'm going to go with fast. And I know it's not, you know, supposed to be this much prayer, but I'm going to do more. Maybe doing more of good things is going to settle my, you know, the turmoil that is in my heart. And you know what? I was getting worse. And it was interesting, as God was changing my wife, she was just changing daily. She was more patient with me. And I was getting worse in a sense. And she was just showing so much patience, so much love toward me. And that was, again, more indication of the reality of what happened to her. And it made me more, even more convicted. Now, as time went on, this took almost a whole month after her conversion. I would just keep going to my classes, but I would just keep thinking about this. I think Holy Spirit was nudging in my heart that, Farhad, you need to come. You need to submit to God, and He wants to change your life. And I would hear that, but I was too proud. I was just thinking that I cannot turn my back to my culture, to my parents, to my friends. Now, I was just debating about the cost of this now, because I realized that I do have a lot of friends, and if I say yes, the voice of God in my heart, and to accept Jesus as my Savior, and Jesus, in fact, that paid my price on the Calvary, then how would I answer to these people? So that was part of my turmoil. I wanted it. I wanted it badly. So I was going to class, and I was walking among the many students. It was just crowded, this path. There were many people were walking, and I was just thinking, as if I didn't know I'm walking with everybody else. I felt alone. And I was hearing the voice of Holy Spirit, I have to say. And it wasn't audible, but it was speaking to my heart. And I froze right in the middle of this crowd. It was as if that, you know, God was calling me and said, it's time. Don't wait till you go to church or something like that. I want you now. I want you to trust me. I want you to surrender your life to me. I have the future and hope for you. And I'll tell you what, I froze, and I know the moment of salvation came at that time, because I remember as I was walking, people were looking at me. I'm frozen among the, you know, all this population, and there's something happening in my heart. And at that time, I said, Lord Jesus, you are real. I don't know how to explain this, but I know if you are real to my wife and to those friends that I met, I want to invite you in my heart. And I invited him to my heart. When I came back home that day, my wife noticed there was something about my looks. And she said that. She said, it changed. And I told her, I said, listen, something happened to me. And I want you to know, I'm not following you. I'm following the one you're following. I'm following Jesus. And I want you to know that I surrendered my life. And I've tried hard to get away from this, but I could not. But I told her this. I said, my heart has changed. I feel at this point that my direction is changing. There's something higher for our lives that is in place now. And God is moving us. Christ is not who I thought He was. He's so different. He's not a prophet. He's not the average person. He's not a person who comes and give a good counsel. He's God in flesh. And He just giving us different kind of hope and different kind of future. You see, religion was saying just keep a good appearance. But now someone else working my heart and giving more worth. He said, listen, you're my child. And I give you strength and power through Holy Spirit to be the best. And I'll tell you what, and as a husband, I get strength from Jesus. See, God doesn't tell us to be a good person. He gives us power and enables us to be a good person. We cannot be good. There's no one who's good. And so I tell people, I say, listen, if you don't experience that born again process, if you don't let God to make you a brand new person, then you're always going to struggle because you have to rely on your own power. But God wants to change you and come and live in you and give you strength. The most religions say, I hope you make it. Jesus said, I made it, and you can come on my credit. So that's another reason I tell people, trust Christ. God has found a way for us to get settled and reconciled with Him. If you don't have peace in your life, if you don't have joy in your life, those are indications that there is something missing. Don't follow a religion just because somebody wanted you to. Think about what you believe, how it impacted your life. If it's truly from God, then you will have peace and joy and forgiveness. And I'll tell you, the only one that provides that is Jesus Christ.